ask you, with Tennessee, you guys have had a tremendous record over the years against quarterbacks, rookie quarterbacks, and this is in essence a rookie. This is his first real start here. How much of that is due, do you think, to game plan, to disguising certain things, to confusing that quarterback?
Well, obviously a lot. You know, we always try to show different looks. So even against veteran quarterbacks, try to do the same thing. So, you know, like you said, he's played games. You know, he's played NFL games before, and he's played well in some of those. And you know, he's a dangerous player.
What's it like for you, Gerard, to go back to Tennessee? I mean, you played your college ball there, had enough success to make yourself a top 10 NFL pick. Just talk about going back to Tennessee.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, I don't really have, you know, too much family there. And the whole coaching staff that I play with, everyone's gone. You know, Coach Former, he's not coaching anymore. And, you know, Coach Chavis is in LSU. Coach Brooks is in Clemson. So it's not like I have a lot of people there. But there are people that I do care about that are still in Tennessee. And it's exciting to go back in front of the fans and play in the NFL.
It's good. You're not getting ticket requests. That's good.
Nah, actually, I didn't have to get any ticket.
Wow. Man.
That's from changing your number. That's rule number one.
Oh, you change your number?
Change your number.
How often do you do it? How often do you change your number? Every 6 months?
No, I only changed it one time since I got to the NFL. So.
But the people who are supposed to have your number, right?
Exactly.
Now, would it be a bad idea for me? I'm just looking at the University of Tennessee schedule here. Would it be a bad idea for me to go with Georgia State in this game tomorrow? That's in Knoxville.
A terrible idea. Did you see the Vols against NC State? Even though I'm not saying NC State's a powerhouse, but I'm saying there's hope for us this year. There's hope.
Well, I saw. I mean, they won the game by a couple touchdowns, but we do know. I mean, the SEC is a bit overrated as a conference, so I don't know.
You're right. Hey, and who'd you say? Georgia State? They're not in the SEC. So
no,
you know, I'm thinking. Let's put a bet on it. Then you do 100 push-ups if we win.
Oh, 100 push-ups.
Wow.
Now, how many sessions?
On film.
How many sessions do I get to reach 100? Can I do 10 here?
We'll do on demand. So anytime I ask you to do 10 push-ups, you just got to do it. I'm just going to call in randomly on Dave. Like, hey, let me get 10.
Yeah, let me tell you, Michael's confused. He thinks it's either Georgia or Georgia Tech. He's not sure. He must with that one. Hey, the defense last year, you guys were like 29th, 30th overall in defense. You gave up big yardage in third down situations. Third and long, you guys get burned an awful long. How do you get better?
You know, we just have to get off the field. You know, it's a group effort. It's the pass rush. It's the coverage. It's everything. And it starts with me making sure everyone's on the same page and getting everybody ready to play. We survived off turnovers last year, and that's what kept us in games. And we have to continue to get the turnovers, but we have to also get off the field.
I'm just trying to think. I don't think I've done 100 push-ups in my life. If you combine all the times I've done anything
you don't look
remotely,
like you've done 100 push-ups. You look. Tweet out a picture of just your chest muscles. Let me see.
Oh,
I don't have Twitter, but I just want to see.
Oh, you don't want to see that.
Just looking.
You know what? If you see that, it'll make you feel better about yourself. So maybe. Let me ask you about your defensive coordinator. Now he's a guy who's been around your entire career there in different positions. What's it like to see Matt Patricia become the defensive coordinator, and does that change the operation any for you?
You know, he's been around, like you say, he's been around here since day one for me, and he's always been a great teacher, a great leader of men, and I was excited for him when he got the title, and, you know, hopefully, you know, things get turned around from, what you say, 29 or 30 of them last year, and we only have one way to go, and that's up. Yeah, you know, it starts with Matty P., and he's a great coach.
The way the league is constructed right now, most weeks you're looking at a lot of nickel, a lot of dime out there. You've got a running back in this case on Sunday, and Chris Johnson, extremely dangerous both through the air and running the football. How do you stop him? What problems does he present for you?
Yeah, you know, his speed is, you know, you can't even compare his speed to anyone that we played since the last time we played him. And like you say, he can catch the ball at the backfield on screens, on just wide passes. Sometimes they leave people on block just knowing that he could beat them to the edge. So it'll take a group effort. It'll take the DBs, the defensive front, and especially the linebackers to try to contain him.
Is he a trash talker? Because off the field, he's constantly talking about, I'm going to get 2,000-plus yards. Does he talk trash on the field?
To be honest with you, I don't remember, but I don't think so. I don't think he really talks that much. You know, he's a great competitor. and he just goes out there and plays.
Tell me, what's your bowling game like? What's your best score? You ever throw 300?
No, never 300. Like a 240, something like that. I'm decent.
That's not bad.
240.
Yeah.
Now, what's your best Mayo Bowl score? When the lights are on, everybody's looking. What do you do?
Well, don't forget when we first started this thing. I would throw the first ball. Remember when I got that strike? First ball, strike, all the eyes on me, so I let you know right there I can bowl under pressure. But my best Mayo Bowl score probably like a 190 or something like that. Most of the time I'm walking around anyway, so I'm not sure who's throwing the ball for me.
Yeah, do you use those gutter traps? Is that how you do it?
No.
No?
No. You guys don't come out there. If you come out there, I'll show you the skills, man.
Well, now this is happening on Monday. It's at King's in Dedham.
It's a great place.
It's the third annual Mayo Bowl Celebrity Charity Bowling Tournament, 600 Legacy Place. Professional athletes and celebrities will be competing to raise money for Pitching In for Kids and Boston Medical Center. What else can you tell us about Mayo Bowl, and why'd you start it in the first place?
Well, I partnered with two great organizations, like you said, Pitching In for Kids and Boston Medical. Two great things that I believe in, and I feel like we're on a platform, you know, being professional athletes, and just being able to give back is a great thing for us to do. And you know, it's only of our time, and it's for a good cause. So come out, have a good time, meet some of the guys, and have fun.
Bill Belichick in the past has brought in a lot of veteran players, sometimes guys that he's had in other places that have played for him. Obviously, you, Will Fork, others now have been elevated to that status. This is a young defensive team. Does that present some problems early on for guys like you, guys like Vince, in that they're going to make some mistakes? They're going to be learning on the job out there.
Yeah, you know what, to be honest with you, we have a young defense, but these guys are mature, you know, starting from the rookies on up. This is, like you said, this is my fifth year, but I'm one of the old guys. This group is really going out every day and work hard. We've been going against a great offense every day, you know, so we have no choice but to get better, and these young guys are ready to go.
I should mention, I mentioned Mayo Bowl, the third annual Mayo Bowl. A limited number of tickets are available to the public. Tickets can be purchased online by going to facebook.com/Mayo Bowl. And you click on the link and got to be there on Monday, starting at 6 o'clock. There's an award ceremony. There's a live auction. And you can see Gerard Bowl somewhere around a 190, starting at 7:15.
Thanks, Holly. Thanks for the confidence, man. I appreciate that.
No, you know, I'm quoting you. You said 190, so about 190. Or 240.
Yeah, 190, man. Yeah, something like that. It'd be in that range.
Yeah, I just checked it out on the internet. The over-under is 175. Have a great game on Sunday. We'll talk to you here next Friday, Gerard.
I appreciate it, guys.
See you later. That's Gerard Mayo here on The Big Show.